When I came to this country first many years ago, I remember I was working from home, and I was living with my brother Paul, and every week he would go out to play volleyball at the San Jose City College. And so every week I would see him go out and I'd say, you know, where are you going? He'd play volleyball. I said, oh. So anyway, one day he said, like, why don't you come with me? Why don't you go play volleyball? I'm like, yeah, I'm not very good. I don't know how to play. Well, that's the whole idea. You come down, you learn how to play, and we play. Anyway, I went down, and I absolutely was terrible at volleyball. Let me be sure about that. But that's where I learned. I learned how to play at San Jose City College week after week. And ironically, at that very volleyball, I would meet who would become my best friend for years playing. And he was the one who really taught me how to play volleyball, because he was super patient, and my brother maybe not so. Maybe it was just with me, you know, like, you know, the way brothers are. But anyway, so a reason why I think about that is, first of all, it required, there's a couple of things that are really important there. First of all, there was a desire to learn the volleyball, but then came the invitation to come with me and learn how to play. And then became the deeper, actually learning how to play, and then somebody walking with me and teaching how to play. And then I played for many, many years in lots of competitions. I think of that exact same model as what happens in today's gospel. Is that the disciples, Andrew and this other disciple, are there listening to John. They're interested. I mean, they've gone to John and are sort of a disciple. And then he says, look, there's John, there's the Messiah. And they go. They literally go and they walk after him. And then comes the classic question. I mean, can you imagine this being said to you? It says, hey, what are you looking for? I mean, it sounds rude. Like, what do you want, sort of deal? But it's very specific. It's, what are you looking for? And they ask, which is a two-part answer. He says, first of all, it's Rabbi, which means they recognize him as teacher. So they, first of all, they acknowledge him as somebody who they want to listen to. And then they said, where are you staying? Which is another way of saying, we want to go with you. Wherever it is you go, we want to go. So teacher, where are you staying? And he says, well then come on, come and see. And that becomes the first the interest, then the invitation, and then the deeper they spend their life, and largely their lives are forever changed. I mean, completely changed forever. I think that same model happens over and over again to you and I. It's not a singular one time only and then that's it. Because we keep on, if you would, getting astray. We keep having to listen for the invitation to come back to the Lord. And to listen to him. And then he'll come and he'll say, come and follow me. Come and see what I do. It's the ultimate discipleship pathway for us. Now the challenge is, I think that question is what are you looking for, presupposes that we are actually looking for it in the right places. Now they were the disciples because, well, they were talking to John the Baptist first and then they go to the Messiah. I think a lot of people today, when they ask where are they looking, is I think they're looking in all the wrong places. I mean, I think that's our current, certainly milieu in which we live in Silicon Valley, is that people are looking for the meaning of life, the purpose of life, in just about all the wrong places. Now, I understand it's not just church, but the meaning for in God, we want to exhaust all the options first, and then we land eventually at God when we've exhausted all the other options. And I've never really understood it. Like, why not at least put God up there with all their options and give it a fair shake right from the beginning? But they don't. Most young people today do not do that. And I think there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, I think we have stopped inviting. We tend to scold more than invite. We tend to harangue more than invite. But largely, Jesus' role was always, and his disciples were one of always gentle invitation. Come see what we do. And if we can see what we do, it can't be just the church building. You understand that, right? It's not about just coming to church. Come and see means come, where do we live? What do we do with our lives? Come walk with me and see what my life is like. And if that is a true testimony, then people might actually want to come to the church where we actually worship. I think the problem often we have is that we expect people to come to church and then somehow they think that's where they're going to find God. I think Greg Boyle, as you know, a Jesuit, he's one of my heroes. And he has this great little pithy sentence. And it's awesome. He says, as humans, we confine the divine. We limit where God works. I think as religious people, we have this unfortunate tendency to think God is in the chalice and not in the cup. That he's in the church and not in the home. That he's in our sacred liturgies and not in our sacred, in our ordinary conversations. But see, our church teaches us and has always taught is that God is everywhere. And in fact, the founder of Ignatius, St. Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits, actually says that all them, God is in all things and at all times. In fact, he admonished his Jesuit brothers that they were to not ponder the theological foundations of the church, but rather ponder the ordinary daily life instances. That's where you will find God more than on the theological renditions of ancient past. And so we too must do the same thing. Because the reality is the young people today need the invitation. They await the invitation from you or I. But to what is that invitation? Is to walk with us. Come and see. To see what? To see us come to church? That's great. But that's not where people are going to be convinced. It's come and see us serving the homeless. That's going to be more important. Come and see us serving those who are most in need down in Sacred Heart. Yes. Come and see us going down to Nicaragua. Yes. Come and see us in Texas Mission. Yes. Come and see us care for those who have no one to care for them. That, my friends, will be a true invitation, a conversion of heart. And that's what you and I are called to do, is to offer the invitation, but also to not be afraid to walk the path that Christ has called us to. To not be afraid to get our hands, if you would, a little bit dirty with what we're called to do. It is important we come to church. I'm not knocking this. I'm here. I'm here every Sunday. And you are too. But that's what we want to do. But this is only to give us the strength to do all the other stuff every other day of the week. So today, maybe we can say to somebody an invitation to come and see. But to come and see what? Our life in action. Our faith alive. That we believe in Christ in every word. And in every deed, that is what we're going to baptize this child into. A faith alive in word and in action.